Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, let me begin by congratulating you on your assumption of the first presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. I assure you of Turkey's full support, cooperation in your endeavors to advance the work of the conference. I would also like to take this opportunity to welcome the new permanent representatives who have recently assumed their duties. Mr. President, the developments in the field of international security are unfortunately not promising. The challenges to the rules-based international order and global disarmament and non-proliferation architecture continue unabated. Important arms control instruments have either eroded or become defunct in the past years. New challenges posed by emerging technologies have also increased the risks and tensions. It is up to us to change this course by upholding international norms, fully implementing obligations and commitments, restoring dialogue, and promoting transparency and confidence-building measures. Our priority concerning the CD is to retain this invaluable forum and bring it back to its substantive work. As the members of the CD, we should spare no efforts towards achieving positive and result-oriented work at the conference more than ever. Unfortunately, the conference could not reach a consensus on a program of work and creation of subsidiary groups in 2021. In the face of the pressing global disarmament issues, it is high time to overcome polarization and realize CD's full potential. We are confident that the CD possesses the necessary mandate, rules of procedures, and membership composition to deliver its duties. We should avoid well-known differences and non-consensual matters. There is a pressing need for political will to recommence our primary task, namely to negotiate legally binding international treaties. We should make utmost effort to create an atmosphere of trust and flexibility and show the political will to reach a consensus on a program of work this year. If it would not be possible to reach a consensus on a program of work in the upcoming few weeks, starting thematic debates in the plenary sessions would also be an instrumental option. Mr. President, we are saddened by the postponement of the NPT Review Conference due to the exacerbating pandemic circumstances. We hope that the Review Conference will take place this year. We believe that the Review Conference will provide an opportunity for state parties to strengthen and reiterate their commitments to the NPT and so efforts on nuclear disarmament. Turkey is ready to work towards achieving a successful outcome at the Review Conference. We are concerned that the 1995 resolution on establishing a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and all other weapons of mass destruction has yet to be implemented. We will continue to support constructive efforts in this direction. We urge all states not to resort to developing, producing, stockpiling, transferring and using WMD and those states with WMDs to transparently remove them from their inventory. Turkey welcomes the extension of the New START Treaty last year as well as the strategic stability dialogue between the Russian Federation and the United States. We hope that the joint statements of the leaders of the P5 on preventing nuclear war and avoiding arms race, which reaffirms that nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought, could lead to the way for reinvigoration of efforts to reduce the risk of nuclear conflict. We wish that this statement would sincerely be translated into the disarmament agenda of these states. We also call for continued dialogue among the P5 for risk reduction and by reducing the role of nuclear weapons in national security doctrines and postures. Turkey gives utmost importance to protecting the right of unrestricted access to the and use of outer space for use peaceful purposes, especially for the well-being of future generations. In this vein, we welcome the establishment of open-ended working group in pursuant to the UN General Assembly Resolution 76/231. We will constructively engage in developing norms for responsible behaviors in space. I thank you, Mr. President.